When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In this week's episode, this week's first $1,000 segment, I should clarify, an upcycler transforms forgotten vintage luggage into functional art pieces. Hey there, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. We had an episode about a month ago about a guy who's doing something with the Unclaimed Baggage Center, trying to make a YouTube channel, going strong with that. Today, we're going to hear a little bit different story. Somebody who takes way back, throwback, retro vintage luggage and then upcycles it, recycles it in a way that's pretty cool. And they end up building a little business around it. So this is Avery from Madison, Wisconsin. The whole point of our first $1,000 series is to show how people get started. What can you do to make money pretty soon, you know, in a relatively brief period of time by using a skill you already have without quitting your job, without going into debt, all the good points of having a side hustle. So let's hear from Avery. Let's let them tell the story. I'll be back at the end with a quick wrap up.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi there, I'm Avery,
and I'm here to tell you about my unexpected venture into upcycling vintage luggage. It all began when I stumbled upon some old suitcases in my grandmother's attic. They were sturdy and charming, but useless in the modern age. That's when an idea clicked. Why not turn these into decorative storage or furniture? I started by researching my competitors, and soon enough, I noticed a gap in the market. Most were turning old luggage into tables or dog beds, but they lacked a unique touch. I decided to add vintage maps, repurpose leather, and even install electric sockets for a functional touch. Pricing was tricky. Each piece required different amounts of material and labor. And after some experimentation, I landed on a tiered pricing model based on the size and complexities of the piece. Small pieces started at $150, medium at $250, and large, intricate designs could go up to $400. Marketing was extremely organic. I began posting before and after photos on Pinterest and Reddit's upcycling forum. The visual transformation was compelling enough to get people interested, at least enough to make my first sales. For efficiency, I streamlined my operation by doing batch work. I'd spend one day sourcing luggage, and another focused on design and refurbishment. I also created templates for the most common suitcase sizes to cut down on planning time. Shipping was a bigger hurdle. The varying sizes made it hard to predict costs, so I decided to incorporate shipping into the product price and advertise it as free shipping to simplify things. A pivotal moment came when an interior design blogger purchased one of my pieces and featured it on her Instagram. The visibility from that post boosted my inquiries by 200%, and I was able to make my first $1,000 within 3 months. What did I learn? Never underestimate the power of social proof. The blogger's post provided more value than any of my paid ads. Also, don't cut corners. Vintage pieces come with their quirks. Invest time in understanding each piece to maintain its character while making it functional. Thanks for letting me share my journey.
Big thanks to Avery for telling us about their first $1,000. I got to get me some vintage luggage to go with my nice Briggs & Riley bag that I've been using to travel lots of places. Took it to India last month, taking it on a little vacation coming up here, end of year, and then a lot of travel I've got booked for next year as well. But vintage luggage would be cool too. So love hearing how people get started, how they take an idea and turn it into income. If you, listeners, have a question or an update, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2536. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you're doing well over there. I hope you're not too overwhelmed during this holiday season. Be sure to take some time for yourself, most importantly. And of course, I hope you'll continue to listen. New episode each day. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.